Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
I got lots to prove this year, you know. A lot of people doubt me and doubt this team, this offense. So I'm big into answering a lot of doubters. So I'm happy to, you know, to be here to get it done. I mean, that's why the hard training, you know, took place this year. So I'm ready to go.
Entering camp at 210 pounds, LeSean McCoy is the lightest he's been since his second year in the league. Far from satisfied with his first season in Buffalo, McCoy is determined to be the elite playmaker he was brought here to be. And it was evident in the offseason he got to work to make that happen. In other news on report day at training camp, Stephon Gilmore and the Bills still remain in contract talks. GM Doug Whaley said it won't happen overnight. Gilmore is adamant that he is an elite corner and has a strict value for his game in mind. Meanwhile, it sounds like talks are progressing between the Bills and Tyrod Taylor on an extension.
Communication are definitely open. It's free-flowing, and we'll hopefully get a resolution soon. Not sure, though.
A handful of players will be sidelined when practice begins on Saturday. Manny Lawson suffered an injury in a personal workout, so he will not be available on Saturday. Marcel Darius, Sammy Watkins, Shontrell Henderson, Carlos Williams, and Kyle Williams were the other notables. At Bills training camp at St. John Fisher, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.